The U.S. has urged all sides to take steps to de-escalate the situation, telling the Palestinians the rocket attacks against Israel must stop immediately.
The White House expressed serious concerns about the worsening trouble, saying it is monitoring the situation closely.
For more, Simon Marks joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Simon, the rapid deterioration of the situation seems to have caught the Biden administration by surprise here. It's called for de-escalation, but what really can the U.S. do to restrain both sides here?
Yeah, I think de-escalation is absolutely the word of the day here in Washington, D.C. And what worries policymakers here, both inside the Biden administration and outside it, is the centrality of the focus of the last 24 hours and the clashes in Jerusalem on the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that third most holy site for Muslims around the world, a tinderbox. Some call the fact that so much attention is now being focused on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It has always inspired passions on both sides of the divide in the Middle East, and that's why there is concern that this is going to be a difficult situation to damp down. The United States, of course, solid allies of the Israeli government, but at the White House, President Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, today was attempting to demonstrate even-handedness.
In a call over the weekend with his Israeli counterpart, our national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, reiterated concerns about the potential evictions of Palestinian families from their homes. And they agreed that the launching of rocket attacks and incendiary balloons from Gaza towards Israel is unacceptable and must be condemned. So this is something that our national security team is closely monitoring, obviously across government. Certainly the president is kept abreast and is watching closely as well.
But the Biden administration knows that, like U.S. governments before it, it's constrained in terms of any influence that it can hope to have over the Hamas movement, because Hamas is designated by the United States government as a terrorist organization. And they're also very aware that this is all coming at a perilous moment politically in Israel, with competing parties, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the opposition leader Yair Lapid, now trying, both of them, to form governments after the election in Israel gave rise to no clear majority.
Dicey situation indeed. Thank you very much for providing the context and the latest from D.C. for us, Washington, D.C. Simon Marks there.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.